It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, August 1st, 2018. Today we recall that on this date, 304 years ago in 1714, a minor German princeling from the city of Hanover in Lower Saxony, who spoke no English at all, became King George I of Great Britain. His direct descendants have ruled the British Empire ever since, and Queen Elizabeth II is his seventh great-granddaughter. Named George Louis, or Georg Ludwig in German, he was born in 1660 and was the eldest son of the Duke of Brunswick-Lüneburg. In 1682, he married his cousin and they had two children. A decade later, he divorced her for alleged infidelity and imprisoned her in a castle until her death in 1726. In 1701, under the Act of Settlement, George's mother, Sophia, a granddaughter of England's King James I, was nominated heiress to the English throne if the reigning monarch, William III, and his heir, Queen Anne, died without children. This act sought to guarantee a Protestant succession, and George's mother was the closest Protestant relative, although there were at least 50 Catholic relatives whose claims were stronger. Sophia and Queen Anne died soon afterward, and George became England's king on August 1, 1714. The following year, George was faced with a rebellion by the Jacobites, supporters of the Catholic James Stuart, who had a strong claim to the throne. This was concentrated mainly in Scotland and was suppressed by the end of the year. Another smaller rebellion in 1719 was not a serious threat. With some conservatives, the Tories, sympathetic to the Jacobites, George turned to the liberal Whigs to form a government, and they were to dominate politics in England for the next generation. Opposition to the king gathered around George's only son, the Prince of Wales, making their already poor relationship even worse. King George was active in British foreign policy in the early years of his reign. His shrewd diplomatic judgment enabled him to help forge an anti-Spanish alliance with France in 1717, but in 1720, the South Sea Company, with heavy government, royal, and aristocratic investment, collapsed. The resulting economic crisis made the king and his ministers extremely unpopular. Robert Walpole was left as the most important figure in the government, and in April 1721, he became First Lord of the Treasury and was, in effect, Prime Minister. His ascendancy coincided with the decline of the political power of the monarchy, and George became less and less involved in government. This marked the beginning of the last major shift of real supremacy from the crown to Parliament in the person of a Prime Minister. George remained unpopular in England throughout his life, partly because of his inability to speak English, but also because of the perceived greed of his mistresses and rumors concerning his treatment of his wife. He died on June 11, 1727, at age 67, during a visit to Hanover, and was succeeded by his son. The criticism by the British that he was a foreigner was hardly fair, considering that Britain had not been ruled by a strictly English monarch since 1066. The Normans, the Plantagenets, and their descendants, the houses of York and Lancaster, were all French. The Tudors were Welsh in origin, and the Stuarts who followed them were Scots. So, some German blood thrown into this mix should not have been the cause of all that furor. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 1st, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.